So, welcome to tonight's session. We're going to talk about the transition from Max or from your education into the profession. Hello, Arma. Welcome to the Max chat. Arma's joined us from Australia. How are you? Hello there, Arma. How are you doing? Excellent, thank you very much. So hopefully I can only just hear you, but hopefully you can hear me. Okay, so we're going to talk about the transition from Max into the profession. And this is based on my experience over a long period of time. And really, so therefore it's not just about transition from Max into the profession. I've sort of looked at this from the transition of a whole lot of different education organisations into the profession, because when I owned the gyms in Christchurch for a long period of time, obviously people were coming, well, not obviously, people were coming to work for me at Pro Fitness as personal trainers, where we had a combination of contract personal trainers and employed personal trainers, but they were coming from a whole range of different education institutions, and so what I saw and what I experienced from the point of view of being an owner of a club trying to build a successful personal training business, and I've also obviously seen it in more recent years from the point of view of people have come in and been part of our program and done our program and then have gone on out into the profession. So what they are is what I see as the five biggest pitfalls, and why, unfortunately, a higher percentage of trainers than would be ideal don't enjoy the success, either that they should enjoy or either that they deserve to enjoy. And I also believe that this challenge or some of these pitfalls could apply, in fact, to the transition from any education organization into a profession, whether it be fitness, whether it be physiotherapy, whether it be law or accounting or whatever. There are crossovers, but specifically tonight we're talking about the fitness profession. So there'll be plenty of time at the end for chats because the actual there's only five of them, so it won't take us long to get through. But pitfall number one. Is what I say at this stage for those of you who have completed and those of you in the process of completing it, often I think we think of it as the end when you complete the program, when in fact it's only just the beginning. And that I don't want to diminish the significance of what's achieved when someone completes the qualification and gets through the program, and and graduates with the diploma in fitness and the diploma in business. But really, in reality, that is just the beginning. It's a great achievement, but it's what happens from that point that matters. And I think in many instances, there's this release of if you like, built up excitement, enthusiasm, energy, and it's like you've just achieved an amazing goal. And often, when someone achieves a great goal, there's this period of it's like the other side of the cliff. You've gone up it or up the mountain, and now you've got to go down the other side. And there's a tendency in many of those cases, or many of those situations, for that to be create a void where there is a lack of action. Where in fact, without wanting to diminish the achievement, you've got to the top of the hill in terms of completing the qualification. But when you get over that hill, in fact, there's another even bigger hill to climb. And that's when, in fact, you have to kick into a whole new level of action, a whole new level of effort, a whole new level of productivity, a whole new level of commitment and dedication and application and all the words that you could apply to that. Because now you have to turn, the learning into a reality. And I think often there's this sort of such a release of energy, and the momentum is lost. And when that momentum is lost, it's often very, very difficult to regain it. And I think, that's a natural response to achieving something significant. But in the context of turning the qualification into a successful career that's going to give you all of the outcomes that you seek, it's really about what you do next, because you've only, yeah, sure, you've achieved something fantastic, but it's very much only just the beginning. And it's the time when you really need to kick into action and take everything to a higher level. And so that's pitfall, what I call pitfall number one. Okay. Pitfall number two. And what am I trying to illustrate by those pictures? Does anyone like to have a guess?
They give up?
Beg your pardon?
They give up or they stop?
No. Remember, there's an analogy or a principle we talk about in the program about the types of people. And I've tried to say, someone was about to say
The
that.
campus?
Campers and
Pullers.
climbers.
Yeah, pullers.
Yeah, the campers,
Pullers.
climbers, and pullers. And so this is pitfall number two. What often happens is we tend to, in my experience, people completing the program tend to fall back into the historical circle of influences. And often they are, and this is not always the case, but it is reflective of society in general, I think, that there is a very high percentage of campers and a very, very high percentage of pullers, and a much, much lower percentage of climbers who want to share your success and be part of and assist you in continuing to, keep climbing that mountain and keep enjoying greater levels of success. And we tend to fall back into our historical circle of influence. We tend to drift away from the circle of influences that we've developed and the new people and experiences that we've been exposed to while in completing the program. And that's a weakness, and that's sad. Rather than And again, in terms of taking a new beginning, how do I take my circle of influence to an even higher level? How do I ensure now that I've left the Max fold, so to speak, that I don't allow myself to be surrounded by campers, surrounded by pullers, or if there are those people in my life that it's very difficult, I can't remove because they are part of my life. How do I manage that? How do I ensure that I don't slip back into my old ways or slip back into my old influences? How do I ensure that I continue to surround myself with people who want to see me excel? How do I attract those people into my life? And obviously, to attract, the law of attraction is to attract people, you have to be attractive, and I don't mean in a physical sense, I mean in terms of the way you think, the way you act, and the way you speak. How do you ensure that the growth or the journey that you've been on, in terms of the process of moving away from the pullers and the campers and to wanting to be a climber and realizing that, you can achieve great things if you set your mind to it, how do you ensure that that journey continues rather than stops? Or, as it happens in many cases, it regresses. It regresses back into the old ways, which often in many situations and environments is highlighted by a very high percentage of pullers and a very high percentage of campers. So that's pitfall, what I call pitfall number two. Can anyone relate to that?
Yes.
Okay,
Yeah, I guess so.
that's cool. Excellent. Okay, so that's pitfall number two. Pitfall number three. During the program, it's our one of our key messages that we try and give to you is that we want you to stand out. We want you to dare to be different. We want you to Imagine that you're able to achieve success at levels beyond what you'd previously thought were capable, and to have the courage to pursue your dreams and your goals, and in doing so, and in daring to be different, to stand out in such a way that makes you attractive and allows you to build a successful business. And that's for many of the students. It's quite a paradigm shift. It's a paradigm shift, for many to be able to think that that is in fact possible. And during the program, that's embedded, that sort of thinking is into you. It's very important in terms of your business planning, and where we talk about it in the context of USPs and PODs and things like that. But often what happens is unfortunately, when you leave the environment and you head out into that big wide profession, the industry, you become seduced by the dark side, as depicted by the picture of Darth Vader there. And regrettably, many of you morph back into just being a sheep, and one of many. And that happens for a whole variety of reasons. It happens because being different, being willing to challenge the status quo, being willing to stand out, having the courage to do things differently, to pursue your own way of running your business, and attracting and servicing and helping your clients, is often different, or can be very, very different to the historical way and the way the majority do it. And people talk about you, and people make comments about what you do and the way you do it. They doubt your success, which links back into this, into the whole Pollar thing that we've already just talked about. And sometimes, or in most instances, the experience is that people just that they decide that they aren't able to cope with that pressure. They aren't able to cope, and sustain long enough, and have the confidence to be able to reject that criticism, to reject that judgment, and they morph back into their surrounding. They morph back into just being one of many, many other trainers who do it in ways that we would not promote, for example, as part of the Max program. And as a consequence, you lose the things that you set out to do to make you stand out. You lose your points of difference. You often lose your circle of influence. You just become another trainer in a sea of another average trainer in a sea of average trainer, or in this case, another sheep in a herd of sheep. And that's understandable, but it's regrettable. And in fact, it's a shame that Aaron is not here tonight. I mean, Aaron, and you will know who I'm speaking about, Abdul, who completed the program a few months ago, who's now out working at a gym in Christchurch, who is experiencing this at the moment. And I've been talking to him a little bit in recent times, saying, don't let the people around you seduce you to the dark side. Often in the situations that anybody who challenges the status quo threatens them. So rather than think of them as being not taking you seriously, perhaps think of it as them, you're actually threatening them. By doing things differently to what they're doing, they see you as a threat. And anyone who sees them as a threat will like to, again, the whole Pollar mentality is they'll try and pull you back into the way, or to being conventional and doing it their way. And as a consequence, you're less of a threat to them. Stay strong, stay committed to the plan that you set in place for your success. Stay true to the way in which you set out to run your business. Stay true to the USPs and the PODs that you set out to achieve. And you know what? When you become more successful than the others around you, then they will start to become want to become like you. And then the challenge for you will be, of course, is to keep raising the bar and taking your business to a new level, so that they will actually be, you know, trying to replicate you rather than them trying to pull you back in and make you conform with the way they think things should be done. And so, you know, that's pitfall number three, okay? And having the courage to be able to hold true and to continue to be that big, bright red umbrella that stands out amongst all of the other black umbrellas. Pitfall number three. Pitfall number four is a huge one. When you leave the college, you have a massive, massive toolbox full of tools, encompassing, you know, the whole spectrum of personal training and business. But at the end of the day, the best tradesman in the world will never be successful if they don't take advantage of the tools that they have in their, you know, have in their toolbox. So, you know, while knowledge is power, knowing what to do and not doing it is where a massive weakness lies. You know, for example, knowing that in order to build a successful client base, you need to market and market consistently to your target market in all of the different ways that exist for you to do so, and that that is an ongoing process and that results don't occur immediately, and it's that repetition and continuous message that you send out to your target market on an ongoing basis that allows you to attract the clients to you. It's then your ability to communicate, your ability to sell, that gives you the opportunity to actually, you know, take a client through a session, and then it's your ability to communicate and interact with that trainer, with that client, and deliver an amazing session that achieves their goals ultimately, and to service them and make them feel special, important, and worthwhile, such that they keep coming back. That allows you to build, you know, a successful client base and have evangelists, you know, that tell everyone they come in contact about how amazing you are. But at the end of the day, you know, that requires you to apply the knowledge that you have and to do it on an ongoing basis. And I'm always staggered by the amount of times I will talk to a student who's out there, you know, having completed the program, and said, you know, tell me about, you know, your marketing campaigns that you've got going on at the moment. And I receive a blank look. I'll say, tell me about your sales process that you have in place. You know, tell me about what your current conversion rate is in terms of clients from the time that you know, prospects to becoming clients, and they look at me blankly. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, tell me when the last time is that you did some role plays around communication and around just general chit-chat, creating rapport and making a friend. Tell me when the last time was that you did a role play in terms of going through the four W's and the H questions in order to, you know, uncover someone's pain and to be able to deliver them a solution, and I get a blank look. Well, at the end of the day, you know, that therein lies the reason for the lack of success, because, you know, the knowledge is not being applied. The knowledge of the process, and then the clear understanding that we put in front of you on a constant basis through the program of how important it is, you know, to keep doing these things, to keep practicing these things, to continue your personal development, and it just simply, you know, it doesn't happen, and therein lies pitfall number four. Pitfall number five. And unfortunately, this is where it ends. This is where it leads to. But often, because of the prior pitfalls, what happens is a lot of people end up quitting, and they end up quitting because they haven't been able to establish a viable client base within a sufficient period of time that's able to give them the income, firstly to meet their living needs, and secondly to be able to give them the income that they seek in order to have a lifestyle that makes them feel happy. And that doesn't happen for all of the reasons that we've already established. And as a result, many of the trainers give up. Many of the trainers decide that, and they give themselves an excuse to give up by saying, I've decided this is not the right career for me now. I want to pursue something different, which is, a unique part of our human nature. We always give ourselves permission. We always give ourselves an out. Because we don't hold us, as a general rule, we don't hold ourselves accountable. We don't turn around and say, well, actually, it's not. I'm quitting because I didn't do what I knew I had to do. I'm quitting. I'm really actually giving up. But we'll give ourselves an out by saying, I'm moving on to a new opportunity. I'm moving on to a new career. I've decided I'm going to do something slightly different rather than hold ourselves accountable to what it was we set out to achieve in the first place. And at the end of the day, it's about quitting. And often, and in many cases, and I've seen it so many times, the decision to quit comes just before that tipping point, just before they were about to enjoy a modicum of success, just before they nearly reached that threshold of enough clients to be able to start to be a sustainable business. Enough clients to be able to start to refer a sustainable referral base, and just before they reach that tipping point where they might have started to be able to move their business forward and enjoy some success, and that happens because they simply can't sustain it any longer, or they can't see that particular point just across the horizon, and they give up and move on to something new. And that's why it's about never giving up. It's about being better, about going back to the basics, about looking at pitfall number one, looking at pitfall number two and three and four, and reevaluating those things and making some fundamental changes, and then quitting won't be an option. So that's pitfall number five. And then just a final thought of Zen proverb. And this is quite, I find this quite profound. It takes a wise man to learn from his mistakes, but an even wiser man to learn from others. At the end of the day, self-evaluation, self-accountability is absolutely critical. Your ability to step away from yourself and look at yourself and look at what you are doing and what you're not doing, and being able to recognize and give yourself a pat on the back for the things you are doing well, but to recognize and make changes to address the things that you're not doing well is a really important task. But learning from others and the mistake that others have made, and the hundreds and thousands, that's not hundreds of thousands, although it probably is, of others that have gone before you that have made those fundamental mistakes, learning from them, they're real, Many of the trainers who preceded you, who are now no longer working in the profession and chose to move on because they didn't enjoy the success that they should have enjoyed or deserve the success or achieve the success that they deserve for the very reasons that I'm highlighting tonight. So learn from that mistake. It's not just a figment of my imagination. It's a fact, but it doesn't have to be that way. Look at those that are being successful, and there are a lot of them around you, and take the time to talk to those trainers, meet those trainers, find out what it was that allowed them to achieve the success they had, what allowed them to push past that tipping point. Did they ever have any point, were there ever any points in time where they questioned whether they were going to be able to get there or not? And you will learn an awful lot from them, as well as taking advantage of the likes of Kerry and Rowena and myself. So that's just one final thought from a very wise Chinese man, a Zen proverb. So right back to the very start, I mean, there are a lot of other pitfalls. I could probably have gone through and, come up with, 100 pitfalls if I had was given that challenge. But, those five pitfalls, encompass an enormous number of things. One, recognizing that you've only just begun, or you're only just about to begin. Surround yourself with the right people. Don't fall back. Don't, the end of the program should be the start of, developing a whole new, bigger and better circle of influence. Don't be seduced by the dark side. There'll be a lot of people around you trying to pull you back into being conventional. Dare to be different, and hold true to the compass, and never give up. Apply your knowledge, qualification, and the things that you learn at Max mean absolutely nothing unless you use them and use them, to build a successful business. And finally, don't quit. It's tough. Building a successful business is not easy. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. It's not. Don't quit, and certainly don't quit just before you're going to enjoy the success that you deserve. Take advantage of the mistakes that others have made before you, and be willing to be your own harshest critic, and hold yourself accountable to what it is you set out to achieve. So that's my thoughts for tonight's session. So welcome some questions and about anything specifically around that, to help you, reinforce that. So anyone got some questions? Don't be shy. There's no silly questions, only the ones that don't get asked are the silly ones.
Not really any questions, but I think that's so true though, from what you've just said there is action is so important. We could have all these great ideas in our head, but unless you put it into action, nothing's going to grow out of it. So I found this session quite valuable. Thank you very much, Steve, for that.
Okay, I'm on.
And I think even Rovi touched on the weekend as well. The proverb that you've got here is go and learn from the businesses that are not successful and just don't do that. So that is so true.
Yeah.
Learn from people who actually haven't, what was the reason they haven't succeeded, and find out and try not to make the same mistakes yourself.
Absolutely.
So, no, that was really, really good. Yeah, it's application. I mean, knowledge is powerful. No, acting on knowledge is powerful.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, thank you very much. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's great. Oh, you're going to have a massive toolbox at the end of it, and if you use 10% of that toolbox, then you're going to have a fun ride.
I totally agree with you. I certainly do agree with you. Yes.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, fantastic. Thanks for that, Shirley. Any other questions or comments from anybody?
No, that was awesome, Toby. Thank you.
No, awesome. Okay, and so absolutely. Don't forget, guys, that one-on-one, often is you're able to explore your own individual questions and challenges or opportunities and take advantage of them, because that's a situation. I've made a lot of mistakes, I can tell you. So I'm always happy to share my mistakes, and if you can learn something from mine and be more successful as a result, then make sure you take advantage of them. And if you added Kerry's and Rory's and my mistakes together, then there'd be enough Skype sessions there to last your lifetime. So right. So all right, thanks guys. If there's no other questions, we'll call it quits for the night. And I'll see you all again next week. We're going to talk about the VC chat and how to make that a fun experience and to smash it out of the park.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great night,
Thanks,
everybody.
Libby.
Okay, we'll see
Thank
you
you.
soon. Okay,
Good night.
see you guys. Ciao.
Yeah.
Yeah.